Good morning, everyone.
大家好，
大家早晨。
啲反应同头先有啲唔同。我谂要我跟我嘅弟兄我好亲爱嘅 Pastor Justin 要再学多啲先。
I think I would pattern after Pastor Justin because he can actually rouse the crowds.
喺我哋人生嘅里边咧，好多时候。我哋所见到嘅嘢同埋事实嘅真实，其实好多时候原来唔系一样嘅。
Through our lifetime, we can always see things that is not actually what it pretend to be.
睇见我哋以为系一样嘢，但系原来现实嘅里边，其实所代表或者所真实嘅又系另一种嘅情况。
When we sum event or things in the actual life or underneath it is actually another meaning.Altogether.
大家睇下呢个呢啲图片。
Look at the slides.
大家睇到啲乜嘢咧
？What can you see？
好似只牛咁样系咪啊？
有只马。
夜晚瞓觉嘅时候，你见到个墙上面有个咁嘅影，你会点样咧
？And night when you see a shadow like this, what do you think？
但其实系咩嚟嘅咧
？What is it？
原来三个人。
It's just three men.Shadow playing.
第二张我又睇下。
The second slide. What is it?
狼系嘛
？A wolf.
但系睇清楚系乜嘢嚟嘅
？Just a little cat.
原来系一只猫。第三张。
Third slide.
独居街头嘅两个人啊，系嘛
？Somebody slum in the street.
睇清楚系乜嘢？原来系垃圾嚟嘅。
A bunch of garbage.
有时我哋睇到一部分我哋以为系嘅嘢，其实真实原来唔系咁样嘅。
When we see part of the image, we will think and project a meaning to it, but in actual fact, it's not.
我哋又再睇落去另一张，你睇到咩啊
？One more slide. What do you see?
只猫穿过咗个袋，好似。
Looks like the head of the cat actually goes through the bag.
原来只猫匿咗喺个袋后边。
It's actually a cat hiding behind the cat chow.
下一张仲震撼。
The next slide is even
有只狗
stranger
狗头人身嘅人坐咗喺度。
A person with a doggy head.
你又再睇真少少。
And if you look carefully enough,
原来系个狗头突咗出嚟，啱啱喺个人嘅身上。
Just because the head of the dog actually covered that person's head.
另一张就喺一个嘅婚礼嘅上边。
There's a wedding picture.
有一个男人同一个嘅一个人头马身嘅人去结婚。
A man and a bride with the leg of the horse。
原来系个新娘个裙冚住咗只马。
And、just because the gown actually covered the back end of the horse。
好啦，最后啦，唔睇咁多啦，最后呢、这个。
I don't want to look too many of the slides。
哇，咁奇怪嘅一对眼嘅。
Wow, what happened to this girl's eyes？
其实系咩嚟嘅咧
？And what is it？
原来两条嘅鱼
，it's just holding two fish。
原来有阵时我哋睇得唔清楚，或者我哋冇，我只系睇咗部分嘅时候，带嚟嘅系同成件事情系一个好唔同嘅一个嘅后果。
When we look at a part of the image, we always interpret it one way, and the actual fact tells another story。
我哋喺睇呢啲图画里边觉得好得意。
When we look at the pictures, it's kind of funny to look at the whole picture.
但我哋人生嘅里边，我哋却系好多时候睇到好多嘅灰暗。
But in our actual life, instead of looking at funny things, our life is full of grey, sad things.
我哋好多嘅感受到威胁，好多嘅不安，好多嘅恐慌，因为我哋睇到一啲嘅情况，我哋以为喺我哋喺一种嘅危险嘅里边。
Our life is full of fear, sometimes pressure.Sometimes threatened and unrest because we see part of the situation.
单单睇到呢啲嘅事情嘅时候，我哋会好容易嘅去冇盼望，甚至乎绝望。
And looking at the dismal part of the situation, we always feel hopeless.
旧约里边记载到有一个嘅事迹，关于系以利沙嘅仆人佢嘅睇见。
In the Old Testament, we also had a similar situation when the servant of Elisha saw that one thing.
在列王记下的第六章第八节的那里讲到当时亚兰王和以色列人去征战。
In the 2 Kings 6 to chapter 6, 8, King of Aram is fighting the king of Israel.
两国去争战的时候，阿兰王因为知道先知以利沙话俾以色列王约兰听佢嗰个嘅战略，所以佢就好嬲以利沙。
King of Aram know that Elisha was telling King of Israel Joram all the strategic plans to fight, so the King of Israel can escape without harm, and he was really angry with Elisha.
所以佢就派大军去到多坦呢个城市嘅里边去围攻围捕。
That's why King of Aram wants to send a whole army and just capture the Elisha in the town of Dothan.
呢个大军原本系去打以色列人嘅，而家去围只系一个人。
The whole army wants to fight Israel. It was the original plan to fight the Israel army, but now he sent the whole army to just capture one man.
你系以利沙，你惊唔惊？
If you are Elisha, are you afraid?
经文里面讲到话，神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见居马军兵围困了城，仆人对神人说，哀哉我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？
In the Bible it said, when the servant of man of God, that's Elisha, got up and went out early next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh no, my lord, what shall we do? The servant asked.
现代的译法即是说大祸啦，我死紧啦。
Big trouble. We are all dead.
Good translation. 但是神人以利沙说什么呢？不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
But Elisha was calm and said, don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
为什么会这样的呢？第十七节继续讲话，以利沙就祈祷，他的祈祷说什么呢？耶和华，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。
Why is Elisha so calm? That's because in the following verse, Elisha prayed, open his eyes, the servant's eyes, Lord, so that he may see.
原来仆人睇唔到佢嘅眼，原来未开。
That's because the servant cannot see the things that is not of this world.
原来佢睇唔到真实嘅情况。
He could not see the actual situation at all.
经文继续讲就话耶和华开佢嘅眼目，佢就睇见满山有火车火马围绕住以利沙。
Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
所以以利沙佢可以话与我们同在嘅，比与佢哋同在嘅更多。
That's why Elisha is so calm, seeing that we have a bigger army than they do.
弟兄姊妹，今日你翻到嚟崇拜，你系咪带住好多唔同嘅畏惧战惊
？Brothers and sisters.Are you coming? Did you come to this church with a lot of fear and trembling?
你是不是来到的时候，当环顾你身边那个的幽暗那个状况的时候，你去问紧神，你究竟在哪
里？ When you came to the church this morning, were you in a situation that is kind of hopeless?
今天你坐在圣殿里面，你在这里敬拜，你是不是其实依然在这里犹豫着，我敬拜着这个神究竟是哪里？
When you're sitting in the pills and the chairs,Are you doubting that what we are worshipping, are you there? Is God there?
神啊，开我的眼睛，使到我能够睇见。
God open my eyes so I can see you.
我们一起低头祈祷。
We pray together.
爱我们的神，我们今天一班属你的人来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, the brothers and sisters sitting in front of you,
我们看到的是我们身边很多的幽暗，很多的压迫。
We see around us in a situation that's kind of hopeless and a lot of pressure.
我们很无盼望，我们不知道怎样做。
We are hopeless, we are full of anxiety, we don't know what to do.
好像以利沙的仆人一样，我们在这里呼喊。
It's similar to Elisha's servant, we are crying out, it's a hopeless situation.
但主啊，我们这一刻，我们求你开我们的眼睛。
God, open our eyes, please.
使到我们能够看见。
So we can see.
看见事实的真实面。
So we can see the whole picture, the whole situation.
让我们看见你在我们的当中。
So we can see you amongst us.
我们祈祷是奉靠主耶稣的名祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好像以利沙的仆人，我们的眼目很多时候是蒙糊的，甚至乎我们被错误的去引导。
Similar to the servant of Elisha, we are always lead to a wrong conclusion in a bad situation.
喺咁嘅状况底下，我哋好难真正嘅进入敬拜嘅里边。
In that kind of heart temperament, we are really hard to settle our heart and worship God.
因为我哋有太多嘢要挂住。
We always have the worry sick of many things.
太多嘅顾虑。
Lots of anxiety.
我哋睇唔到我哋嘅神。
We cannot see God anywhere.
头先主席为我哋所读嘅经文启示录第四章。
In the chapter 4 Revelation,
其实喺两个嘅大嘅段落嘅中间嗰度，就系启示录嘅第二到第三章同埋第六到第十八章嘅中间。
This is a chapter that is situated in between chapter 2 to 3 and another section from chapter 6 to 18.
呢两个大段落其实讲紧啲乜嘢咧？启示录第二至三章嘅嗰度讲到地上边教会嗰个嘅情况。
Chapter 2 to 3 is talking about the churches within that time frame.
大家睇到嗰七个教会大部分其实都系好不知所谓嘅。
We can see the description of seven churches at the time is pretty hopeless situation.
其实系唔好嘅。
It's a bad situation.
而继续嘅第后段嘅喺启示录六到十八章嘅里面讲到地上边嗰个情况。
And chapter 6 to 18 Revelation, we're talking about the general situation on earth.
透过七印、七号、七祸，讲紧嗰啲嘅灾难同埋逼迫。
There was seven seals, seven plagues, seven bowls of God's wrath. It's all in a hopeless situation.
两个嘅中间嘅里边，两个段落嘅中间嘅里边，神喺当中有特别嘅嘢要去同佢嘅子民去讲说话。
Within those two bracketing sections, God is speaking to us.
教会嗰个嘅不知所谓
，the hopeless situation of the church.
世界嗰个嘅混乱嘅状况
，and the messiness of this earth on earth.
好多时候我哋都冇眼睇啦，唔想去睇啦。
We want to bury our head in the sand.
但神同我哋讲话，开你嘅眼，你要睇到睇清楚。
But God wants us to open our eyes.
怎样看得清楚呢
?How can we see clearly?
我们怎样可以看到境况那个真实呢
?How can we see the whole picture?
在座大家都不少的戴眼镜啊。
I think a lot of people are wearing glasses.
大家除了眼镜你会怎样啊
?If you take off your glasses, what will happen?
不知道你现在可以除得眼镜。你可能见到我有头发。
Maybe you can see Pastor Law's hair.
但那个不真实的。
That's not true.
哦、真係有人除低呀。阿媽點解你話俾我聽你睇到啲咩呀
?Can you tell me what you can see?
我哋要戴眼鏡係因為我哋睇嘢模糊。
We have to wear glasses because our vision is not perfect.
我哋個眼要去透過眼鏡去俾我哋睇返清楚。
Our eyes has to go through the glasses to readjust the focal point.
但原來有啲嘅時間外在嘅環境係會令到我哋睇嘢都會模糊嘅。
But a lot of other situations outside our control,cannot allow us to see clearly.
我哋喺温哥华，我哋有好好嘅天气，夏天有好美丽嘅阳光。
Yeah, in Vancouver, we have a beautiful summer with a good warm sun.
但当我哋揸车嘅时候，我哋需要嘅系戴太阳眼镜。
But when we are driving, we need glasses.
因为如果唔系嘅话，你睇到嘅系会模糊嘅，睇得唔清楚。
You can see on the slide, we need polarized glasses, otherwise it's really blurry.
所以我哋自己嘅眼嘅问题，令到我哋会睇得唔清楚。
It's because our physical deterioration of the eyes, we cannot focus.
外在的环境叫我们看不到真实的情况。
And the situation surrounding us, we cannot focus our attention.
如果你有近视的话，你要配一个有近视的眼镜就很贵了。
If you are nearsightedness, then you have to get a pair of glasses to correct that.
但是今天神要给一个的能够去有这个的看太阳的时间不会蒙。同时嘅有 prescription 嘅眼镜俾你睇清楚。
Now God wants to give you a pair of glasses to see not only physical but also spiritual things.
启示录好多时候我哋睇嘅系一本书，我哋好有兴趣系睇将来会发生咩事情。
Revelation somehow is actually a book that tells you what is coming in the future.
但其实启示录嘅更加系一本敬拜嘅手册。
Actually, Revelation is almost like a manual to worship.
要将我哋嘅视野、我哋嘅眼目再一次嘅调教，以致到我哋能够清楚睇到事实、现实嘅真实嘅情况究竟系点样。
Revelation is like a pair of glasses to correct our focus, our focal point on God.
今日我哋就要戴上呢个眼镜去睇翻我哋身处嘅环境嘅现实真实面。
We have to wear these glasses today to see what is the actual situation.
大家都知道启示录系使徒约翰喺佢年老嘅时候，因为福音缘故被囚嘅时候所写嘅。
We all know that the Revelation was written by John when he was actually old and great, and because of the gospel, he was trapped in the island.
当时佢应该视力都唔好噶啦。
I believe that he was pretty old and his eyes are giving way.
环境亦都唔好，佢喺一个嘅拔摩海岛嘅上边被囚。
He was imprisoned in the island of Patmos.
当时嘅教会面对好多嘅逼迫。
And the church is under a lot of pressure.persecution
喺启示录嘅第一章第九节第十节嘅嗰度讲到约翰喺度做啲乜嘢咧？
In chapter 1 verse 9 and 10, John, the Bible is describing John.
佢身心嘅处境都唔系太好噶啦，不过佢都依然敬拜啦。
When his physical being is weak and his situation is dire, he is still worshiping God.
佢喺度敬拜。
And is worshiping God.
我哋唔知道佢点敬拜。
We don't know how he did it.
但喺敬拜嘅里边，神让佢去睇见。
During his personal worship, God opened his eyes.
看呢个字系喺启示录里边出现得最多嘅一个嘅字。
Behold is the word that is appear many times in Revelation.
因为神好想嘅透过约翰俾佢睇见，亦都俾佢嘅教会睇见。原来我哋睇紧嘅一啲嘅嘢，原来系 distort 咗，系扭曲咗嘅。
God wants to want to show John and the churches at the time that our vision is distorted. The situation is not as dire as they think.
神好想我哋嘅去睇得清楚，以致到我哋嘅敬拜更加嘅能够去集中。
God wants us to see clearly so we can actually worship Him in focus.
启示录嘅第二个出现得最多嘅字，唔知道大家知唔知道系乜嘢咧
？The second most should show up in Revelation. The term that shows up.
第一个出现得最多嘅系看，看啊。
The number one word that appear many times in Revelation is behold.
第二个系不要惧怕。
The second most phrase that appeared is fear not.
原来我哋睇唔见嘅时间，我哋就好似以利沙嘅仆人一样，我哋喺生命生活嘅里面，我哋好多嘅惧怕，好多嘅惊惶。
When we cannot see the whole picture, we are full of fear.
我哋唔能够真真正正嘅敬拜。
We cannot really settle our hearts and worship God.
所以神话俾我听，你睇睇。
God said, look, behold.
在启示录第四、第五章的里面，在两个的教会的不济和地上的苦况中间这段的经文的里面，神就叫他的教会看看清楚。
In Revelation chapter 4 and 5, in between two bad situations like the church is not doing well and the earth is not doing well, God wants to use these two chapters to refocus our thoughts.
你所看见的不是事实的全部的真实的好戏在上头。
Whatever you're seeing on the earth and the churches, that's not the whole picture. Look up in heaven.
第四章第一节嗰度话：此后我观看，看见天上有门开了。我初次听见好像吹号嘅声音对我说：你上到我这里来，我要将以后必成嘅事指示你。
Chapter 4 verse 1, after this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice I have heard.Speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.
睇有乜好睇呢
Look, what's there to look at?
继续四章第二节话，我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上嘅。看那坐着的好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。
Chapter 4, 2 to 6. At once I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby, a rainbow that shone like an emerald and circled the throne.
睇乜嘢呢？睇见宝座。
Look, God is telling John to look, and he was looking at the throne.
睇到宝座有乜嘢咁特别呢
？What's there so special about the throne？
大家都有去过 有啲弟兄姊妹可能都去过中国嘅颐和园个故宫里边。
Some of our brothers and sisters might have traveled to China to look at the old palace,
the Forbidden City.
The Forbidden City.
你入到去会见到乜嘢咧？见到宝座。
And what do you see? There's a throne there.
见到宝座有乜咁特别咧？
What's so special about that?
今日睇到个宝座同昔日我哋睇到个宝座，当然又好唔同。
When we are looking at the throne today and versus the time when the throne was at that dynasty,
今日喺故宫里边嘅宝座系冇人坐喺上边嘅啦。
In the Forbidden City, the throne was nobody sitting on the throne.
但系当睇翻启示录嘅宝座嘅时间，好清楚嘅睇见有人坐咗喺度。
There was someone who was sitting on the throne in heaven.
原来有人坐喺个宝座上边系好紧要。
There's somebody is in control. Sitting on
the throne. 神要我哋睇到嘅唔系一个空嘅宝座。
God is telling us the throne is not empty.
有人喺度代表住嘅系权柄、权能依然嘅喺度。
When somebody is sitting on the throne, that means there's a sovereignty and authority still uphold.
乜嘢时候系会冇人嘅咧？个宝座。
When will the throne be empty?
就系当皇帝去逃亡、逃走嘅时候，或者被散位嘅时候，宝座上边就冇人啦。
When the king is in exile, on the run, on the escape, or overthrown by somebody else, the throne is empty.
喺教会嘅不济，喺环境嗰个嘅困苦嘅里边，神要我哋去睇乜嘢咧？
When the church is not doing great, the situation on earth is bad, what is God want us to focus on?
他依然在宝座上面。
He is still sitting on the throne.
耶和华依然坐着为王。
Our God is our king.
他控制，他主宰着一切。
He controls everything.
继续经文里面讲到说，宝座上面的这个的坐在这里的好像什么呢？
And the description continues and describing whoever that's on the throne.
好似碧玉同埋红宝石
，It's like jasper and ruby，
争咗黄色就变成交通灯噶啦。
One more color amber and then it was almost like traffic light。
点解要坐喺上边嘅呢位嘅神又红又绿嘅咧
？How come God appear as like a jasper green and a ruby red？
广东人就真系唔系几尊重啦，尊重神啦，红色同绿色就系咩咧？
In the Cantonese culture, what is green and red?
红红绿绿就咩啊？你讲噶，你话神着马骝衣服。
When it's green and red, it's like the suit for monkey.
红红绿绿马骝衣服。
That's the Cantonese culture.
神系咪喺度扮马骝咧
？Is God pretending to wearing a monkey suit?
睇翻当时嘅文化，讲紧红色嘅、绿色嘅。碧玉同埋红色嘅红宝石，包括两个内容。
Actually, when we are looking at the culture in the context of the Jewish culture, ruby and jasper has different meanings.
绿玉，绿色呢个玉，佢嘅原文喺希列文嘅里边讲紧嘅系，同埋希伯来文嗰个嘅内容讲紧嘅系 to polish， 去打磨干净。
Jasper was being highly polished gemstone.
里面讲紧嘅系一种完全无瑕、圣洁嘅一个嘅内容。
Meaning representing that is flawless.
而嗰个嘅红宝石特别嘅强调嘅系嗰个红色。
Ruby is actually emphasizing the color red.
代表住嘅系公义。
Representing righteousness.
呢度讲紧嘅要表达嘅就系坐喺宝座上边嘅呢位嘅耶和华神，佢系公义。同埋系无瑕嘅一位嘅神。
It's actually representing that God sitting on the throne is flawless and is
righteous
and flawless.
神要开我哋嘅眼，睇到喺呢个嘅现实环境里边嘅不济嘅里边，佢权能嘅坐喺宝座上边，佢有能力。
God wants to open our eyes when we are in a situation that's quite dire. We want you to refocus on God's throne.
佢唔单止有能力，同时佢系圣洁无瑕，并且系公义嘅神。
Not only he's sitting on the throne, he's actually flawless, he's righteous, and he's holy.
有一首嘅歌，师母好中意嘅，去教嗰啲嘅小朋友。
There's a song that Miss Law always want the kids to sing.
而我亦都喺里边发觉有好深奥嘅属灵嘅内容。
There's a lot of spiritual meanings in that song。
呢首歌叫 God is big。
The song said God is big。
神系好大嘅。
God is very big。
God is big。God is big. God is very, very, very big.
The words say 神好大，神系好大，好大，好大。
God is big. God is big. God is very, 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 very big. 哇，好多个 very， 神好大，好大，好大，不断嘅唱呢句呢对呢个嘅内容。
The chorus has been repeated. God is big.
啊，你哋系咪想唱啊
？Do you want to sing the song？
God is big, God is big, God is very, 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 very big. 不过咧，最重点同埋最有内涵嘅嗰段咧，唔系喺呢度，喺后边嗰度讲有一段，我特别嘅去插咗佢出嚟。
The theme of this song is actually in the verses below.
首歌话 ：If God is very big, and but He was very bad.I think the whole wide world would be very, very sad. 如果神是很大，但是他是很坏，我相信这个的世界就会很伤心了。继续的讲下去就是说 ,If God is really good, 神是很好的 ,but he was very small, 但是他很小的。Just possibly there might not be any miracle at all.其实就不会有任何的神迹会产生出来。当我们看回那个宝座的时候
,When we cast our eyes on the throne again,
神要约翰去看到也都想教会去看见的就是他是很伟大 ,He's very big.
God wants the whole church and John to see that God is 神是很大的。
但是透过个绿的碧玉和那个的红宝石，佢要话俾佢听，神同样嘅系有恩，系有慈爱，系圣洁同埋系公义嘅。
And with the throne, we see the jasper and the ruby representing holiness and also God's love and His power and authority.
所以佢系好有权柄，但系同时佢亦都系满有慈爱同埋 good 系好嘅。
He has authority and power, but he's also full of love.
神俾我哋睇见嘅，原来系就系有一个咁样嘅神嘅时候，我哋能够有盼望。
God wants us to recast our focus on Him so that we will live in a situation, even in dire situation, we still have hope.
当大家留意今日所读呢段嘅经文嘅时候，唔知道你会谂起旧约一个嘅乜嘢嘅景象。
When you are looking at the Bible verses today, what can you associate this in terms of Bible verses in the Old Testament?
特别嘅，当你睇到嗰条彩虹嘅时候
，When we are looking at the rainbow, what do you think of?
相信大家都会好记得清楚嘅呢个嘅彩虹代表嘅约系喺边度出现。
And I'm pretty sure that you understand that the rainbow represents the covenant, in the Old Testament.
喺挪亚嘅时间出现呢一个嘅彩虹。
And it was Noah's time.
特别嘅，当睇翻喺启示录嘅经文里边，睇到彩虹，亦都睇到嗰个嘅海。
And when we can picture that rainbow and the sea,
以至到当约翰去睇见呢个天上嘅异象嘅时候，佢直接嘅，佢系一个嘅犹太人希伯来人，佢即时嘅就谂到系旧约嘅时间嗰、那个洪水同埋彩虹约嘅故事。
When John saw that in front of the rainbow actually surround the throne, he will probably immediately have that association in his mind that the Noah's covenant with God is through the rainbow. And in the sea of glass in front of the throne as well, he can actually see the rainbow and the sea and the imagery that represents.
在创世纪的第九章第十二节，当洪水过后，彩虹出现的时候，神讲了什么呢？
In Genesis chapter 9 verse 10, when the rainbow appears, what did God say?
神话我与你们并你们这里的各样活物所立的永约是有记号的。我将红放在云彩的当中，这个就作我和地立约的记号了。我使到云彩盖地的时候必有红现在云彩中。我便纪念我与你们 和各样有血有肉的活物所立的约，水就再不泛滥毁灭一切有血有肉的物。虹必现在云彩中，我看见就要纪念我与地上各样宝有血有肉的活物所立的永约。神对挪亚说，这就是我与地上一切有血有肉之物立约的记号了。
In Genesis chapter 9 verse 12, and God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood that destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on earth. So God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all the life on earth.
不断地重复我与你们并所有的活物。
There's a lot of repetition with the covenant between me and you and all the living creatures of every kind.
我哋呢个神佢系有权柄，佢系圣洁公义嘅神。
Our God is righteous, is loving, and is got
holy and
holy
justice.、Yeah. 如果佢只系一个高高在上嘅一位咁样嘅神，其实同我哋冇乜关系嘅。
If it's a living God that is in heaven only, he cannot make any association with us.
佢系。权能的，不过我在这里受苦。
And he is full of power, so what? And when I am suffering on earth.
他是圣洁公义的，但是我在地上面对的是不圣洁不公义的事。
When he is righteous up in heaven, and I'm on earth, facing all these unrighteous things.
是可以跟我完全无关的。
There should be no association at all.
就算被我看见那又怎样呢？
Even if I can see his throne, his authority, so what?
但是在这个异象里面特别看到的是那个彩虹。
But in this imagery, we can see that the rainbow around the throne.
当约翰看到的时候他就记起了。
When John saw that, he remembered this.
他记起的不单止的他所相信的这个是有能力公义圣洁的神。
When he sees the rainbow, that he can remember that God is not just a holy, righteous, and
justice.
He is willing to make a covenant with us.
他愿意的是去主动的去跟我们去立约。
And is willing, he's doing it himself, all of his own initiative.
回到启示录第四章那里，宝座周围有四只的东西。
When we look back in the chapter 4, there's actually four creatures in front of the throne.
那四隻嘢如果真係畫出嚟嘅时候係会點樣嘅呢？
If you actually draw it out, what would it look like?
就係咁樣㗎啦。
Look similar to on the slide.
太恐怖啦，所以蒙蒙地咁樣好啲。
It's blur because it's kind of scary.
喺这里面讲到话喺宝座周围当中有四活物。
In front of the throne, there's actually four creatures.
全部的是前后都是满身都是眼。
Four eyes in front and behind.
有六个翅膀。
Six wings.
一隻是好似个样好似嘅狮子。
There's, the first one is like the, has got a face of lion.
一隻好似牛族。
One is with an ox.
一个有人嘅样。
One with a human being.
一个是鹰。
There's an eagle.
这四活物的解释圣经里面神学里面有不同的意思。
There's different interpretation of the four living creatures.
但是其中一个的拉比去看这段经文的时候我也觉得这个解释得挺好。
There's an interpretation by one of the rabbi and we think this is a pretty good interpretation.
宝座旁边的这四活物其中的有一个好似的鹰。鹰代表的是在飞翔的雀鸟的里面最强壮的。
What the face represents is, for example, the eagle is the mightiest among domestic, birds, I guess.
而那个牛族就是在畜牧的里面最强壮的。
Ox is the most powerful, domesticated animal.
獅子是野生的里面最强壮的。
Lion is the mightiest in the wild animals.
而人就是在这三个的当中是最有能力的。
And, face of a man represent that, he's the, wisest, I guess, the image of God.
四活物代表着的就是所有的神所创造有血有肉的物。
The four living creatures is actually represent whatever God has created, representing all living creatures.
透过他和地所立的约，他将这一切都围绕在他宝座的面前。
And through the covenant, would the human being, and all living things, those four living creatures represent this.
不是他诸门外的。
It's not, far from the outside.
而是进入到在宝座的周围当中。
And it's in the inner circle surrounding the throne.
在教会的不济地上的苦难的里面，我们很容易落在无奈无助无望的敬拜的里面。
The deficiency of the church, bad situation on earth, we always come to the powerless, hopeless, and helpless situation.
因为我们眼蒙，甚至乎我们看不见。
Because our eyes are blurred by all these things we cannot see.
但是当我们真的开眼看见的时候，我们看见耶和华依然作王，祂满有主权能力。
But when God opened our eyes, we can see that He is in control, is sitting on the throne.
我们看见在弯曲拨谋的世代，神依然的是圣洁无瑕。
When we are in this perverted, world, God is still holy.
我们看见在任意妄为的世界里面，神仍然是公义的神。
In this, self-centric world, God is still righteous.
因为万物包括着我们自己，在任意妄为和弯曲拨谋的里面，神仍然的用慈爱和万物去立约。
Because all living creatures, we are living in this crooked and deprived world, God is still using, is loving us.
以致我们能够靠近宝座。
And because of the covenant, we can actually get close to God.
立约是要双方的。
A covenant is established between two parties.
神和人立约。
God and man
神同万物立约。
God and man created this covenant.
但是人万物同埋人我哋需要回应。
And all living creature has to respond to this.
当你睇见嘅时候你点样回应呢
?When you see this, how do you respond to God's love?
经文里面讲到四活物昼夜全人全心全意每时每刻嘅喺宝座前面去敬拜。
In the Bible verses, it said all four creatures wholeheartedly, all out of their own mind, every single minute, every single hour, they were yelling this.
不住的话，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后、永在的全能者。
They are praising God in every single, part of their being. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
神有能力，神是圣洁，神是公义。
God is powerful, He is righteous, He is justice.
神同人立约，愿意的是人靠近祂。
God wants to bring you back to Him.
但是我们如果不去回应的时候，我们依然在很遥远的在这里受苦，在这里埋怨，在这里不断的批评。
If we're not responding, we are actually blurred in our vision, we are in a dire situation, we always hopeless, we always blame others,We're just in a hopeless situation.
我哋冇睇见，我哋可以话我哋冇办法。
If we cannot see, we can always say, "Well, we don't have any means to help ourselves."
但当我哋睇见呢位立约嘅神，我哋却系依然嘅喺我哋嘅处境里边喺度嘅挣扎，喺度嘅埋怨嘅时候，那个责任喺我哋嗰度。
But if we can see the throne of God, knowing His authority, and we are sitting back, not accepting His love, we are blaming others, we are struggling in our situation.
他们看见四活物回应，所以他们在这里宝座的前敬拜，圣哉圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后、永在的全能者。
We have to respond to God's love and, doing exactly what the, four living creatures are doing,Praising God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, God Almighty, who was and is to come.
除了四活物所代表的全地受造之物之外，启示录里面也都成日提到有24个头戴冠冕的长老在这里敬拜。
Not only the four living creatures that represent all living creatures on earth, but there's actually, the verses continue to say there's 24 elders, sitting on the throne as well.
今日经文第四章九节到十一节嗰度咁讲，每逢四活物将荣耀尊贵感谢归给那座宝座上，活到永永远远者的时候，那二十四位长老就俯伏在宝座前敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前说，我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
In chapter 4, verse 9 to 11, whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
24位长老所代表的是什么呢？
24 elders, what were they representing?
数学题。
Math question.
24是12加什么？ 24
was 12 plus what?
12。12. 两个12加埋就是24，是不是？
Yeah, 212 is 24.
12在圣经里面除了7以外 ,12 也都是代表完全的意思。
In the Bible, 7 represents a whole number, but 12 is also a complete number.
24位长老代表着的是在旧约的时代12个支派，以色列的12个支派，同埋在新约时代耶稣的12个的门徒。
24 elders is actually a combination of 12 tribes from the Old Testament and 12 disciples in the New Testament.
但代表的不是讲紧呢12个支派同埋12个门徒咁简单。
It's not, actually, the literal meaning is 12 tribes and 12 disciples.
所代表的是所有的神所拣选的属他的人。
It's actually representing all people that is selected by God.
所以是新约旧约全部的神所拣选的人，在这里的是俯伏敬拜。
That means all the people that has accepted Jesus Christ as personal savior from the Old Testament, from the New Testament, they all kneel down and worship God.
我们发觉这里和那四活物有少少的不同。
We can see that the 24 elders and the four living creatures are slightly different.
特别的是第十节那里说他们俯伏在宝座的面前，跟着将他们的冠冕放在宝座面前。
In verse 10, they said the elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and lay their crowns before the throne.
这一班是在神的国度里面作王的一班神自己的子民。
These elders representing, those people actually are like kings in God's, selected people.
他们有冠冕的。
They have crowns on their head.
他们的身穿的是白袍。
They are, dressed in white robes.
而他们在神的面前是俯伏，将他们的冠冕去摘下。
And they were taking off the crowns and laid it before the throne and they knelt down.
这个就是当我们的眼被神开，我们看见天上的异象的时候，神自己的子民应该有的一种的敬拜。
When we see the power and authority of the throne, all the selected, chosen people,has to have respond similarly.
我们就算在神面前领受了那个冠冕，我们都看见他的荣耀的时候，我们要将冠冕都摘下。
Even if we earn the crown of life, we still have to take off a crown in front of the mighty God.
以至到我们完全的俯伏敬拜。
So that we are actually humble ourselves in full surrender in front of God.
今朝在崇拜之前同一班的侍奉的诗班和主席一起的分享一段经文的里面，我讲到在诗篇第18篇的里面。
When we came before, the, start of the congregation, we were praying in that little room with the, choir and the worship leaders. We were actually, talking about, Psalm 18.
诗篇第十八篇是大卫在年老的时间他打了很多的仗写的一篇的诗篇。
Psalm 18 is written by David when he was old and he won all the battles.
他为神去征战一生。
And he was fighting for God. through his whole life.
去到年老嘅时候，佢写个诗篇应该系讲嘅乜嘢嘅咧？
And when he was that old and reflecting on his life, what were he describing?
应该系讲神啊，我几伟大，我帮你做咗几多嘅嘢。
Would he say that I'm a perfect commander? I've been winning battles after battles. Would he say something like that?
我又打咗咁多仗，我去建立咗以色列国。
I established the kingdom of Israel. I fight for you.
但是在里面特别的一节的经文，在诗篇十八篇第四十六节那里说，耶和华是活神，愿我的磐石被人称颂，愿救我的神被人尊崇。 The Lord lives, praise be to my rock, exalt be God my Savior. 他可以夸口他自己很多的东西，但是他在神的面前，神你是那个的至德尊荣的那位的神。
When David was reflecting on his life, he could have boasted a lot of triumphant things, but he did not. He's humbling himself.
因为他经历过神自己那个救赎。
Because he actually treasured that redemption.
他在约的里面他去回应。
In this covenant, he actually responded positively.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道你和我其实都是穿着白袍同埋戴住冠冕嘅。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that we are going to stand in front of the throne? We have crowns on our heads and wearing white robes.
呢个系无可置疑嘅。如果你真系一个被神救赎同埋被佢得着嘅一个嘅基督徒。
There's no doubt in my mind that we are going to sit in front of the throne because as long as we are certain that we are have the redemption, accepting Jesus as our personal savior.
但当你每个礼拜回到来在这里去敬拜的时候，
But every week when you came back to worship God,
你是带着你的冠冕，穿着你的白袍，要找一个靓位去坐。
When you came in, did you pretend that you have a crown on your head, wearing white robe, and sitting on the preferred space?
你翘埋隻手在这里望着，去批评紧嗰啲可能个冠冕比你细啲嘅嗰啲嘅弟兄姊妹。
And are you folding your hands and looking at other people's crown and see if they are smaller than yours?
或者嗰个人件白袍啊，有少少污糟。
And looking at the ropes and see if they are a little bit dirtier than yours?
你系咪带住一种咁样嘅心态翻到嚟教会里边去敬拜咧
？Are you coming to the church with the criticizing eyes?
系嘅话，你睇唔到宝座喺呢度。
And if you are, you're not looking at the throne.
是的话，你睇唔到嗰个嘅神，权能嘅神，嗰个圣洁嘅神，公义嘅神，佢同时嘅系同你同我立约嘅神。
And if you are, you're not seeing that God is sitting on his throne, full of power, full of righteousness, full of justice.
当你睇到宝座嘅时候。
And if we can cast our eyes on his throne.
我哋嘅眼真系开嘅时间。
And our eyes are opened.
我哋睇见系自己几咁嘅渺小。
And we can see that how humble, how insignificant we are.
我哋睇见我哋几唔配我哋呢位神临在喺我哋呢个嘅殿嘅里边。
And how unworthy we are sitting in front of him.
我哋唔能够唔向佢俯伏敬拜。
We cannot but to obey and fell down on all fives and kneel and worship.
甚至乎将我哋夸口嘅嗰啲嘅冠冕摘喺佢嘅面前。
And we can even we have to take down our crown because it's not worthy.
因为佢配得。
Because he is worthy.
因为佢配得荣耀尊贵权柄。
Because he is righteous and is full of authority and justice.
我哋系被佢创造嘅。
We are being created.
佢系创造主。
He is the creator.
唔单止我哋系被佢再造嘅。
And we are recreated.
喺我哋嘅罪，喺我哋嘅失落嘅里边，失丧嘅里边。佢再造我哋嘅生命。
When we are lost, we are redeemed.
面对住一位咁样嘅神，我哋点样可以唔向佢俯伏敬拜
？And when we are seeing God, Almighty God, how can we not kneel in front of Him and worship Him？
弟兄姊妹，今日你嘅眼开咗未咧
？Are your eyes open today？
你见唔见到宝座咧
？Can you see the God on His throne？
今日你系咪喺宝座嘅面前喺度敬拜咧？
Are you sitting in front of him and humble yourself and bow down in front of his
throne? 你有冇摘喺你嘅冠冕，屈身俯伏喺佢嘅面前
？Did you take off your crown and kneel down and bow down before him?
你所见到嘅未必系你真实，系真实嘅情况。
Whatever your situation is in, it might not be the whole picture.
是地上边有好多嘅灰暗，好多嘅不济。
On this earth, there's a lot of sadness, all this hopelessness.
但今日透过启示录，你戴上呢个眼睛嘅时候，你有冇睇得清楚、睇得真呢
？Through this chapter today that we share, can you actually put these spiritual glasses on and actually look at the right picture?
有冇带嚟生命敬拜上边嘅改变？
Did it bring you a life-changing experience to how you worship?
抑或一阵间你出翻去嘅时候，你依然嘅系睇到周围嘅环境系好黑暗，系好冇盼望，系好无助，而忧忧愁愁嘅翻屋企。
Or are you just having the glasses now, and then when you walk out of the church, you are back to the situation that is hopeless and a helpless situation?
以利沙嘅仆人嘅睇见。
The servant of Elisha saw the whole thing.
是从谷里面那个多坦城的敌人居马军兵的围困的当中，进而看到满山火兵火马围绕以利沙的保护。
When the servant was hopeless seeing the army from Aram surrounding them in the, basically it's almost like in the valley of hopelessness,to the point that he can actually see the fiery horses and chariots surrounding everybody, Elisha, and feel so powerful, that transformation.
当中睇见嘅系惊讶、赞叹、雀跃、敬畏。
He was actually quite scared, and then he was in awe, and he was excited, and then he trembled in fear because of God.
因为睇见嘅系耶和华嘅威荣同埋佢嘅同在。
Because he's trembling in front of God and how our God is so mighty.
佢睇见事实嘅全部。
He can see the whole picture.
你知唔知道呢个个仆人原来有名嘅？
Do you know the name of this servant?
喺列王记下嘅第四章十二节嗰度提到佢嘅名字叫亚哈西。
In 2 Kings chapter 4:12, his name is Gehazi.
个意思系谷中嘅看见。
The meaning is valley of vision。
亚哈西佢喺谷中嘅睇见，带嚟嘅系生命敬拜嘅改变。
Gehazi can see the whole picture, and it brought to him a life-changing experience in how he worshipped God。
佢又睇见嘅系敌人嗰个嘅围困，进而睇到真正开眼嘅时候，睇到嘅系神自己嗰个保护大能。
From seeing the army surrounding the city, from looking at the whole picture with the fiery horses and chariot and surrounding him and how God had protected them.
今日让我们在人生的低谷，在世界的幽暗的里面。
When we are in this depressive state, in a helpless situation in our own life,
看见的不是敌人的居马军兵的围困。
We should not be just seeing the enemies, chariots and horses.
而是满山的火车火马。
And it's the actual, we have to see the actual fact, the whole picture is God's fiery horses and chariots in the surrounding the hills.
并且是那个立定于天的宝座。
And in front of the throne that has the covenant between us and him.
同埋嗰个喺宝座上边依然掌王权，但系愿意同我哋立约嗰位嘅神。
And between us and God, who is still sitting on the throne of authority and justice.
让我哋一齐低头祈祷。
Let's pray together.
爱我哋嘅神，我哋嚟到你嘅面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, our loving God.
我哋承认我哋系眼瞎嘅。
We have to admit that we are blind.
我哋系近视嘅。
We are nearsighted.
我哋睇见我哋身边好多嘅困惑，好多嘅困境。
We can see what is surrounding us is really depressive。
但我哋睇唔到你嘅宝座。
We cannot see your throne。
你嘅权能。
Your authority。
你嘅圣洁。
Your holiness。
我哋今日嚟到你嘅面前，我哋求主你帮助我哋去调校我哋嘅视野。
We are sitting in front of you, and we are praying that you can actually readjust our focus。
俾我哋知道，用我哋肉眼所睇见嘅，原来唔系事情嘅全部。
To help us to understand that through our physical eyes, this is not the whole picture.
帮助我们在困境的里面，我们能够看见你的宝座立定于天。
In our troubled state of our living, help us to see that you are still on your throne and the covenant between us.
透过你的约，你愿意的，我们进入到你的同在的里面。
Through the covenant, we can actually stand in front of you.
开我哋嘅眼睛，以致到我哋睇见你嘅荣耀嘅时候，我哋去俯伏敬拜。
Open our eyes so we can see your holiness. We can actually kneel down and bow and worship you.
主啊，更新我哋嘅敬拜。
God, our whole worship in front of us.
更新我哋嘅生命。
Change our way to worship and our life.
就由我哋睇见开始。
And from the moment that we can actually see you.
我哋奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.